it's Bree, and my show, Bree TV, is now on the After Party every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on the B-side. Tune in and call in so we can talk about everything from relationships, religion, politics, sex, travel, or gardening. Remember, Bree TV every Wednesday, 6 to 8 p.m. on the After Party. See you at the party.
My mental thoughts at play. A ghetto sauce you are, and I'll be your sexual chocolate bar. And I gotta keep strong for the cause, and you gotta keep me strong for the tours. Brother man and me, damn the family. What else could we be with no one understands us but me? You were the first to tame. Big T, I'm out.
Understand that your whole vibe is, you know, I can see myself being with you forever.
That's really beautiful. I kind of dig you too, you know that. We're friends, and I'm in a situation. I'm in a relationship, and you know what that means.
Whatever I gotta do, I'll do it for you.
Should put me in an awkward situation.
Wednesday night, 6 to 8 p.m. on theafterparty.com. It is Bree TV. And I'm dragging ass today. And I'm a little sleepy, and I'm not sure why, because I've been sleeping. Anywho, what's up, what's up? So, when I'm tired, usually I don't have much of a filter anyway, but when I'm tired, I have even less. And so I'm kind of tired today. So, I noticed a few things. I have my nephew's been moved in with me for, it's been about a month and a half, maybe about 4.5-5 weeks or so. And, I noticed something, cause I share stuff all the time. And, so I've been talking about him and my friends, you know, talk, cause of course he's there and they know he's there and whatever. So we've got I am finding that there is a divide, generally speaking, based upon gender, with how you raise a kid. And I find it interesting because I have, we have lots of conversations. I'm very as open as I am when I'm on the air, when I'm talking to people or dealing with people. I'm like that with my nephew and with kids in general, but particularly if they are children that are in my charge. So I realized over the last week or so, or I guess it's been coming over the last week or so, in talking to friends, male and female, about different things that have been going on with my nephew and just parenting style in general. And I have found that, well, the first thing is he's a millennial, so he does millennial type things. Like he doesn't know how to clean a kitchen. And for me, that's one of the things when you're parenting that you teach your child, that even if you have a dishwasher, for me, your kid still needs to learn to clean a kitchen, which is more than, you know, rinsing dishes and putting them in a dishwasher. It is wiping down countertops, wiping the cabinets if they need to be wiped down, the stove, you know, stovetop, the front of the stove. It is sweeping and, you know, possibly, I don't know about mopping, but Swiffering a floor, you know, daily. At least you Swiffer it twice a week or whatever. And, you know, wipe down the refrigerator if you need to. I think that's how you teach children to recognize or notice, to see things that need to be cleaned. And I think sometimes when people parent, first of all, when people have children, they, I don't think they necessarily want to have children. A lot of times they're just careless, you know, with their, they're careless sexually and they end up pregnant and they go ahead and have a kid. But to me, parenting is you teach them all of those things. You teach them to recognize when something needs to be cleaned, or when you finish with something, you put this away or put it in the trash or do whatever it is that you do. So I have found in talking to my friends that there are differences that happen based upon gender. It's split down a gender line. And one of the things is, when my nephew got here, he had been here maybe 3 or 4 days, and we'd gone to Whole Foods. I live within walking distance of a Whole Foods. So we walked around there, and we were coming back, and he's, you know, really excited, you know, because he's from a very small city, not a lot going on. So a lot of things that people, that I, for instance, will take for granted, he shocks me with them, because I'm like, what in the hell is he talking about? Like buildings being really, really tall, or, you know, just different things like riding the train. You can ride the train. Like I took the train and the bus when I didn't have a car. A car was in the shop or whatever the case may be. But you can take the train or the bus anywhere in Dallas for the most part. So he's never experienced that. He's never been on a train. That's not in his wheelhouse of experiences. So I find it interesting. We're rocking from Whole Foods, and he's 18, but I'm kind of having to assess where he is in his development, you know, and what I need to do. Because at this point, in essence, I'm parenting. So he made a comment about, he goes, well, he's, you know, he's ready to get in school and get a job. And then he said he wants to get him a thick, light-skinned honey to wife. I was like, what the fuck? And I go, no, no. I said, the first two were good. That last one, not so much. Eric, are you listening to this foolishness? Okay. I saw your head drop, and I wasn't sure. Feel free to jump in, sir. So I said, no. I go, well, no, the first two we're good with. That last one, you know, no, we're not ready for that. So I go right into my conversation about, as a young man, you know, you're coming into your manhood. I said, basically, you don't need to, and being in a new city, it's not like he went from Houston to Dallas and, okay, you know what, it's just a different city, but he's accustomed to being in a large city, which technically Dallas would even be smaller than Houston. But there's just certain things he hasn't seen. So he is concerned with finding a chick. And I'm like, yeah, no, not so much. And I have found that I gave him my speech, my talk about, I go, work in school, great. The girlfriend, not so much. And I said, as a young man, you need to have more than dick to offer a woman before you step to her. Young woman or whatever. You just need to have more than that, as far as I'm concerned. I said, you don't have a job. You don't have a vehicle. You don't have any money in your pocket. You don't have your own place. I go, those are things you need to focus on before you worried about chasing ass.
But you know what? Crazy thing about that is, lately, mostly female, that's really come down to.
What? What do you mean?
Good dick. Believe it or not. I mean, and, you know, you can have all the bread, you know, you can have everything.
Well, true, because, and I will say this, and I understand, because also what I'm having to learn is millennial speak and millennial behavior, which I don't know and don't know anything about, because I'm not around a millennial. So, I find that to be very interesting, because at 50, I'm not married. I've never been married. If I found someone that I thought was marriage material, I would get married. Uh-huh. But it's not like I'm going to die. I don't walk around and go, oh, woe is me. I'm 50 and I'm single. I don't really care, because if my life being single is more fun than dating you, I'm not dating you. I don't give two shits about whatever. I'm not dating you. But I find that at 50... I'm more inclined to fool with you for sex.
Right.
Because if all the other things in my life are taken care of, that then is the purpose that you serve.
There you go.
But I find that interesting that that's the case at 18.
And because most people think they got it all figured out.
You live in your mama's basement at 18. What the hell you got figured out?
But then, no, at the end of the day, that's the ultimate goal for just about any situation. You want to be able to go home and do the ultimate, which is right now, sex. You know, that's like the bottom line.
Well, so you're saying because they're kids and sex is the big thing. It's what they feel like makes them an adult.
Yeah, in the most sense, yeah.
Yeah, so they feel like, okay, well, I'm 18 or I'm 20 and now this is what I can do. And that's the thing that they've kind of been focused on. So that's what they do.
Yeah, for the most part, yeah. I don't want to say that just a complete focus. It's just that's one of the main things that sticks around through the whole process. Either from when you're in middle school, all the way up to high school, you get out, graduate, go to college, sex, you get done with that, sex.
Well, you know what? And the thing is, college is a fuck fest, so I think that's what you should do in college. Exactly. My problem with all this is, which is a side, which I did have this discussion with he and one of his guy friends, it ain't just fucking, it's good fucking.
Right.
You need to be good at it.
Exactly.
So
in order to get good, you got to do what? Practice.
Well, that's fine. But my deal is, who's grading you? Because you don't just get to keep practicing and stay. If you a fucking C-minus student, you need to take a remedial class and get this shit worked out. I don't think you just need to keep. You shouldn't continue to be C-minus forever, because that's some bullshit.
Okay.
But then C-minus to somebody else is maybe A to, you know, C-minus to me, maybe A-plus to somebody else. Who knows?
Right,
I don't know.
Right. Thus proven that it's definitely something that they have to keep in mind over time, regardless.
Well, and listen, I don't have a problem with that in and of itself. My problem is, you are in a new city, you have come from a very small city to this gigantic city, and he doesn't understand the magnitude of it yet. He doesn't realize how large Dallas is and kind of what's happening. He's going to be a little shell shocked, I think. But when I had that conversation with him, Then, like, 3 or 4 days later, it came up again. And he said something about female companionship. And I go, first of all, it sounds like you hiring a hooker. Because what the hell? Well, and listen, my nephew had no idea what he was getting into moving in with me. But I was like, that sounds like you're hiring a hooker. So we were talking about it, and I said it again. You don't need to be worried about a girlfriend just yet. But I also notice what he does is if he sees somebody on television, and not all the time, but I pay attention to what he's doing. But right. He will say, oh, my God, she's fine. She's fine. Everybody's fine. So this, I said to him, I said, first of all, seriously, what I'm telling you is don't get focused on a chick yet or trying to get some ass yet. Yeah. I said, because you're going to end up, you're going to have somebody pregnant, and you're not moving in here. They're not coming in here, you know, and because they're not. Because at 50, I'm not, unless I have a baby, I'm not equipped to fool with nobody's baby. And I'm not equipped to have people, you just not be about to be lounging on my furniture. That's not going to happen. So he was like, well, I'm not going to get anybody pregnant. I go, I don't think anybody plans to get anybody pregnant at 18. I think it just kind of happens and then you shell shocked and you figure it out, you know. So I told him, I said, well, you know what you need to do. I go, you need to take 6 months and get your life together. I said, I'm telling you what you do. Just take 6 months. I go, you need to just get in the shower and yank that thing, you know, jack it off and keep on going. Because he's very, it embarrasses him that I say this stuff.
I mean, we are on a radio station talking about this man's life. I'm just saying.
Oh, he don't care. He don't care. And more importantly, he doesn't know.
Terrible.
He didn't know. I'll tell him. But, I mean, we've had the conversation. And, you know, he was here last week. So he kind of gets it. And then I tell him, like, I posted something on Facebook. Because now, catch this. And this kills me, too. I posted on Facebook. He asked me what a prostate is or does or whatever. So I pull out one of my mini books because I have books about lots of different things, human anatomy, whatever, lots of books. So I pull out this book and I have him read about the prostate. And so we said something or other about the urethra. And I said, yeah, I go, that's why when men get older, if they have prostate problems, that's why they always feel like they have to go to the bathroom because the urethra is a tube that you pee and ejaculate out of. Oh my God, the word ejaculation sent him into a fit. He wanted to disappear into the fucking floor. But because it was because I was saying it. Yo. That's the problem. It was me saying it. And he was like, Auntie, you are like a mom to me. He goes, I just don't want to hear you say that. Well, you can't really tell me stuff like that because, A, I think you really need to be comfortable enough with the word ejaculation to say it in a conversation with whomever. And B, I'm a prankster. So I said ejaculate 900 more times just to be funny. And he grabs his ears and does this. So it's really funny to me. And so when I talked to his dad, his dad laughs about it because he's like, yes, he didn't realize. So we just kind of go on and laugh. But I found it interesting because I posted this on Facebook, but I took the opportunity because I feel like when you're parenting, I don't think you necessarily wait until children ask you things. I think if they bring something up, then you maybe expound a little bit. Like let's say if it's like throwing a rock into the lake and you have the ripple effect. You may not go out 10 ripples, but you can go out one or two and just kind of connect some things. So
right.
I explained to him, first of all, he was amazed. He was like, it's the size of a lemon. And I was like, yeah, you know what? So we were talking about it. And I said, yeah, I said the prostate evidently is very sensitive. And I said, that's one of the things when, you know, gay men, if you have anal sex, that's one of the reasons why they say it feels really good because you're pushing up against the prostate. And he was like, okay, you know, and then I said, and then also with straight men, I go, sometimes they like to have their prostate stimulated. He was like, what? How? And I go, a clean finger with a clipped nail.
This man on Google everything.
I wish he would. He's on his phone on Snapchat. It makes me mad. And I walk by and knock his phone out of his hands, like randomly just hit it. And I go, get off that fucking phone. And he just sits there and looks because he's not sure what to say or do. And it's really funny to me. But I'm like, dude, you have a problem with this phone. You've got to get off of it. So anyway. So I posted this conversation about the prostate on Facebook, but I posted because it's funny, but also to kind of give people some insight, I guess, into just talking to kids about stuff. It's okay, just say it. It's no big deal. So a particular person got on my Facebook post and was upset about it. Mm-hmm. Now, this is a guy from another post a while ago, and his friend was kind of stupid, and so he and I were agreeing, but he didn't really want to go after his friend. So I said something, but I was sleepy, and he wanted me to respond. And I was like, listen, I'm not typing all this because I'm sleepy, and it's not going to come out right, and I'm going to sound crazy. So he called me via Messenger. Now, if I'm going to post with you and we have gone back and forth, agree, disagree, or whatever the case may be, if it's reasonable, then I'll go ahead and talk to you. Right. So this dude is cool. I talked to him for like 4 hours on the phone. Never seen him. First contact with him. So we're kind of going back and forth. So this dude gets on the post and basically says he thinks that I went too far teaching him about butt sex. I go, that's not butt sex. Really? He was like, yes, that's too much. And some stuff he needs to learn on his own. And I realized when he said that, I thought to myself, that is crazy that you would let your kid go out into the world and either learn about something from somebody else who don't know shit or not learn about it.
Yeah.
And and for me, being put in the position as the parent, if you will, I feel like because you know something doesn't mean you have to do it.
Right.
Because I have now told you that your prostate can be stimulated with someone's finger doesn't mean you have to do it.
Right.
So
just another option.
Right. So this dude was like really put out about me teaching him about butt sex. And I'm like, that is not butt sex. What are you talking about? But in our phone conversation, I also gathered from that he, a lot of things that would be normal to me, if you would just talk to kids about certain things, then if you start talking to them about 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years old, if you're showing them pictures, if you're saying whatever, you do these things, then when they're 15 or 16, this is not a problem. If you explain to them that, okay, to me, homosexuality is a variation of, most people are heterosexual. They like the opposite sex. There are going to be some people that like the same sex, some people that like both sex. To me, it's just an option. It's and I don't know how to say it. I think I said this before. I don't know how to say it without it sounding a little off. But to me, it's no different than, say, if you have a kid, when the sperm meets the egg and things start to line up, there has to be something that lines up that says boys like girls, girls like boys. Whatever that thing is, that thing could easily line up that girls like girls and girls, you know, and boys like what, you know what I mean? It can line up differently. So to me, it is a variation of. So I don't think that it's a big deal. And quite frankly, I don't care who anybody sleeps with. I don't care where you put your dick or your vagina at night. Unless it impacts me. If it does not directly impact me, I really don't care. Yeah, and I would like for you to be that respectful about where I put my stuff. So beat it. But I find that, well, I found with him, he was hyper, he's hyper masculine, and he was super concerned about this being butt sex. And I thought, that is really weird that he thinks it's butt sex and not that it's some another form of sexual pleasure.
I mean, I'm sure he was just being childish.
No. I have talked to him on the phone. He is so serious.
I was getting to that. I was like, yeah, but you gave him 4 hours on the phone. So I don't know.
Yeah, we were talking about it. And I find that I think that he was really serious. But at the same time, I don't think he's serious in a mean, nasty way. I really think he feels like that's a bad thing.
He probably does.
Like, his concept of malehood is like in a box this big, even though there's the whole world.
So did you speak on him on homophobic terms?
Well, what I did is I addressed the post in general, because I had several people that were on there, because my friends that are on Facebook, if I grew up with them or they know me, they know that they think that it's funny. And some people who I'm just friends with on Facebook, that they think it's funny. But then there's other people who have very strong feelings about this. So they'll get on there and say whatever. He was that person this particular time. But what I found to be the way that I addressed it was, my nephew's not homophobic. He's not hyper masculine. He's not those things. So for me, I can say certain things to him, and he's still pretty much an empty vessel to be filled. Yeah. So I can either teach him all of these things and he not be grossed out by it at 22, or I can just let him go off and not know anything, you know, not know anything about this. So I addressed that in my response to his post, to his comment. But I was like, you know what? To me, it's weird how sometimes men won't explore sexuality. Because the funny thing to me is, and I heard, I have been told that the space, the taint, that space between either your vagina, your labia and your butthole, or your balls and your butt, it's very sensitive. Right. So when you're having sex, if a dude comes, you can tap that with your finger and put his ass on the ceiling. You ain't even got to get in his butthole. Yeah. Just tap that and go on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So for me, what's too far? Because if somebody
poked... Depending on the person.
Huh?
Like you said, depending on the person.
Right. But I mean, so how do you... And then here's my thing. I'm not in the group of sticking my finger in somebody's ass. I guess if I'm with somebody and we have that type of relationship and he tells me that he's done that, okay, well, is that what you like to do? Okay, well, I need one of them little finger condom things that you put so you don't get a paper cut. I need one of those because that is your asshole and I know what's in there. So you need to go ahead and clean that out and then you have to walk me through this. Maybe we do it that way. You know, maybe that's what happens. I don't know. But I don't know where does it go from the finger in the in your stimulating your prostate is butt sex or just tapping the taint?
That's a good question. That is a different level.
Yeah,
maybe you just defined it. You know, you got your regular sex there, then you got your okay, maybe I may want to step into this zone. You kind of painted that gray area for that.
Yeah, because I don't understand it. But what I really realized is, and I talked to a guy friend of mine when I was telling him about having the conversation with my nephew about, no, you're not ready for a girlfriend yet. You know, you're not. And I also explained to him that when you go and you're 18, and not that you should have a lot, but you do need to understand what you need to be working toward.
Right.
So if you're 18 years old and you don't have anything, you don't have a car, you don't have money, you don't have your own place to stay, you don't have anything, you go get an 18-year-old girlfriend and you don't have anything, well, then does that set the standard for her to feel like a dude don't have to have anything? You know what I mean? I don't know what the hell standard that sets, and I don't want to be a party to that. And not that he can never talk to a chick, because obviously that's not the case. My deal is, okay, well, you know, when you're 19 in 6 months or whatever, and you leave to go, you want to go out on a date and you're going to the movies, one, you ain't driving my car. So I don't know. Y'all going to take the train? What are we doing? Because I need to be talking to these parents, and we need to figure this out, because you're not spending the night. Well, I don't know what you're going to do over there, but they not spending the night over here.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I found that when I talked to him and I was telling a guy friend about it, me telling him, no, you're not ready for a girlfriend. This person who is usually pretty mild-mannered, he goes, hold the fuck on. No fucking way. Well, who are you saying fuck to like that, first of all?
He took that personal, huh?
Right. Like I said, he couldn't get no ass, which he ain't getting none from me. But I'm just saying, I didn't tell you couldn't go get any. So why do you care about what I tell my nephew when in the grand scheme of things, we're talking about 6 months tops, not the rest of his life,
right.
6 months. Why is 6 months of him not having sex a problem for you? I ain't telling him he couldn't masturbate.
Maybe that guy had a sense of homophobia and seeing that he not having those normal sexual experiences that most guys have.
This is a different dude, though.
Taking another L for the men.
Taking another L.
Yeah,
he's taking a bunch of them. But this is a different dude. So what's really, and this dude is older. So what's really kind of weird to me is that thing, men have an automatic bond with other dudes. My nephew asked me, we were talking about, what is it when you get fixed? A vasectomy.
Yeah.
He was like walking around with his hand in front of his balls. And I'm like, you can get your hand off your balls. I'm not taking them or anything. And I was just explaining to what it is. He's like, no, you should never do that. Ever, ever, ever. And I go, that's not true. You think that at 18. What about when you're 40 and you married and you have 3 kids and you don't want any more children?
Right.
And he was like, well, my wife can just go get that thing done or whatever. And I go, well, you do realize that a tubal ligation is far more invasive than a vasectomy. He cannot conceive of that. And I get it because he's 18. But I also know men who are in their 50s. I have a friend who wouldn't get his dog fixed. Why are you attached to his balls? They're just balls. They're not your balls. They're not even another human being's balls. Why are you attached to these balls?
You can relate. It's just like you lose a titty. It'll be the same feeling that a lady.
First of all, if I have cancer in it, they can take it. Shit, I haven't got enough use out of these girls. They can go ahead and have it and then reduce the other one while you're at it. But
what?
dude.
Go ahead.
Well, no, seriously, because here's the thing with that. When you care, like, seriously, I have boobs. Obviously, I'm in a tank top. I have boobs. I have like 7.5 pounds of boob on my chest, and I have had that for years. That is like carrying around basically a 10-pound weight
right.
every single day on your chest. After a while,
I get it. I had some homegirls actually been expressing that they wanted to get the reduction.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So I get it. I get the science behind it and everything.
Dudes just hate it. And I get that.
We was raised on the boob. It's like taking
right. But here's the thing: after the boob is the size of your head, really, does it actually matter?
Yeah.
That's extra. Shut up! You're so stupid. That's just extra boob.
I won't be kissing on Earl. I'm just saying.
It's not Earl.
Yeah.
If you're a G cup. Uh-huh. Which is huge because it starts at A. If you are a G cup and you go down to a D, that's still a lot of boob.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's something you don't have to argue about.
Yeah, I'm not talking about going from a G cup to an A cup. That's not what I mean because that's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, I shouldn't even say that's ridiculous. If that's what they want to do, that's fine.
Right.
But unfortunately for me, I'm in that group of people whose boobs won't ever stop growing.
Right. It's a different world for each one.
Right. Eric.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so basically, and the dude that's giving me all the F-bombs that is saying that, you know, hold on a fucking minute, I can't fucking tell him. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So you really feel like he is supposed to be at 18 moving to a new city, he's been here less than a month, that he should just be out chasing ass?
But you can argue that because that's one particular case that you know about. But on a grand scheme of general things, you would know or you will feel that on a normal basis that a male will go through those certain types of experiences off the rip. No, that's just a normal thing that goes on because that's just normal across the board altogether.
So you're telling me
always view it differently because you're thinking about this one particular situation.
Right, I'm thinking about the particular situation right. that lives in my place.
Right.
So you're telling me that as a man, this dude who is 55 years old does not understand and is a bean counter.
Uh-huh.
He's a money dude. He's a numbers guy. Okay. So you are telling me he doesn't understand the concept of this child abstaining from sex for 6 months. Uh-huh. I didn't tell you couldn't jack off in the shower. As a matter of fact, I told you I think you should. Uh-huh. So you're going to abstain from sex for 6 months while you get your foundation, get your footing together. And there's an argument against that?
It may be.
That's stupid.
It could be to him. It could be an argument to him. Only because of the simple fact that option may not have been available to him at his age, and he may have
experienced it. Well, fuck him and his age. That don't have shit to do with what I'm talking about. The person, the living, breathing,
no,
farting, pooping
like,
thing
what,
that is
what,
in my house
what
right
he
now.
May have experienced may give him a different view and or a different okay to.
Right, but here's what I think: you keep your funky ass opinion to yourself because if he go get somebody pregnant, guess what?
Social media,
huh?
You put it on social media.
He wasn't on social media. I was actually talking on the phone with him.
I know, but it curated from being
right, online, and that's right. Fine. But again, certain shit I don't tell people about their business because it doesn't have any impact on me.
Yeah.
If it does not affect me, I'm not bothering you with it because it don't fucking affect me. I could tell you to get a house full of goddamn billy goats. Guess whose house they're not going to be in?
Right, right.
Mine.
Right, right.
So you really, when you take into consideration what I'm telling you, you may want to consider. Okay, she ain't going to be over here.
Yeah.
So I'm like, he can't, and one mess up at 18, 19, 20 years old, he's in a hole for the next 25 years trying to pay for it, trying to get out of that.
True.
You know, that's what I'm looking at. But I have found that men have a problem with me telling him, well, most of them, but men have a problem with me telling him, you don't need to go get a girlfriend, and to take the edge off, you need to go someplace to masturbate. And I'm telling you, there's only been two men who have his daddy. He was like, yeah, I've explained that to him that doesn't need to be his focus right now.
Right.
And then another dude, and he was like, yeah, tell him it's cool to masturbate. He needs to, you know, just to kind of level off and take the edge off. And I explained to my nephew, I was like, it's kind of like having a drink. You all wound up, and then you go in the shower and you do a little business, and then you come out and you feel refreshed again until it starts to build up.
How dare you? How dare you laugh?
Well, because the thing is, what's
you
funny?
You know what that can cause.
Wait, so women, but it's the same thing with chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same thing with women. That's what I call masturbation. I call it having a drink. That's what I say. So if, with my friends, I go, oh my God, I'm going to have a drink. That's, they know exactly what it is, but I call it that so that I can say it publicly and people don't know what the hell I'm talking about.
Right.
Or I go, maybe they need to have a drink. You know, that's what I mean. But I just don't want people to know that I'm telling somebody to go masturbate. But I just I find it interesting that men, for the most part, are not willing to deny themselves any type of sexual pleasure, which explains why the fuck they have all the problems that they have.
Well,
you ain't never gonna walk away from no pussy, none. The only time I've ever heard that is when they say it stinks, and I'm like, who?
True to that. Fuck that.
Or don't fuck that.
Yeah, don't fuck that. Yeah, you don't want to experience that shit.
Right. I understand. But seriously, maybe I need to have a show about this and see. Maybe we need to discuss men and just not being willing to walk away from sex, because I don't understand. Because what I'm doing, what I'm teaching my nephew, makes perfectly good sense. Perfectly good sense to me. I don't understand why people, well, quite frankly, I really don't care that they disagree, which is part of my thing, because I'm going to do what I think is the right thing anyway, no matter what. But I just find it interesting that they really feel like I'm doing him some great injustice, denying him some 18-year-old tale.
Because, well, I'm going to put it like this. Usually when, you know, in the so-called guy meetings or whatnot, he will usually be expressed that, you know, hey, no, go out there, do as much as you can with such. Because when you lock down to that one woman, you know, and I hate that they do that as well, because that puts that stigma in their mind that they can't grow within their sexual relationship on top of that. You know?
Right.
So it kind of hinders. I understand where you're coming from with it, but that's probably where that stems from.
It is what I consider, what I call, like, I think people, you develop in life, you go through different stages of development. I think a lot of times black men get stuck in the player mode.
Yeah,
they see marriage as a burden, as a responsibility. They don't see it as a good thing where you know building something with someone. Yes, you're gonna go to work every day, and there's gonna be some trials and tribulations, and you got kids, and you know, maybe you miss being able to go hang out at the club with your boys and get drunk and grab somebody's booty or whatever the hell y'all were doing, whatever that is. You miss that, but what I have found, too, is when men have been married for a while and then they get a divorce, they are so fucking lost. They have no idea, because the game is different.
Yeah.
You 40 and you think you want a 25-year-old. That shit gonna eat you alive or be dumb as a stump, one or the other. And then you looking around, you know, then what the fuck you gonna do? Because your wife or ex-wife or whatever has gone on with her life and is doing whatever, and I'm not coming up with any scenarios as to why you get a divorce, but you just end up divorced, and then you out there and you feel like you want to go play the game. Nah, you ain't playing like that anymore. Yeah. It's not like that. If you've been married 5, 10, 12 years, you better stay your stupid ass married.
Pretty much.
Because this ain't no joke out here.
Oh, another ball game.
Right. And I just can't, I don't get how they don't process past that. I don't get how you get stuck in a stage that should be at whatever point it starts, because I guess it could start as young as 14, 15, whatever, but you get stuck in a stage that could run until you're 25 to 30 years old, but you're there still at 50. So when I go out and I'm just going because I'm meeting friends out or whatever, here's some fucking frumpy 60-year-old sitting at the bar offering to pay my light bill for some ass. And yes, that has happened.
I'm sure it has. I heard the story many a time.
It's stupid.
I really don't get the game. But as far as that is concerned, I mean, and that's only, and I want to say that's only because that's all that's being put out there or being shown or being talked about. We don't hear too many success stories, especially just as a bad culture.
But I think, though, also when you do hear them, people poo-poo it. Oh, man. You know
Everything
what I mean?
Gotta be trendy.
That is amazing to me.
I
and
hate
then
that.
My
really
nephew
do.
Told me he wants a. He's so funny. I get to work on my good comedic timing and my jokes with him. He told me that he said something about finding an old lady or an older woman to be his sugar mama, and I'm like, what? I go, so you ready to be stooping some old wrinkled up lady? You know, blah blah blah, whatever. And he goes, no, she's not going to be old like that. She's going to be good looking. And I was like, no, she's not. He thinks he's going to go find somebody. He thinks, like, at 18, he's going to find, like, a fit. He goes, well, auntie, you know, you good looking. I go, right. But that is generally not how this works. Other women have had, and you can find good looking women. I said, but they've had children and husbands have sucked the life out of them. And they walking around here a husk of who they were about dead. So I told him, I said, and women that look like me don't have to pay for sex. I said, now, they can choose to. I said, I don't pay for ass. And he's looking at me, not that he thinks that I do, but he's never thought about it before. So right. The funny to me is that I get to plant all these great seeds in him. And I'm like, yeah, I don't pay for ass. I said, I can fuck whoever I want to fuck when I want to. I can go fuck a 20-year-old if I want.
Just like that.
Right. And he did. And I said, listen, son, because I always call him son. And it's kind of a joke with my brother and I, because my brother has 5 kids. All of his children look like him. They have lighter skin, blah, 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 whatever. They look like their dad. He looks like me and my father. He's tall. He has fuller lips, darker skin. So my brother and I joked that he was my son. We started it when he was like 5. Oh. So I always go, listen, son. I go, this is like going to a nude beach. Everybody's really excited to get to the nude beach until they fucking get there and see the people who are taking their clothes off are people that should keep their clothes on.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
So
maybe you painting that nude beach for him, and then you getting kind of.
Well, then, but this is what he did. This is what he said to me. He goes, "Auntie, what are you doing on a nude beach?" And I go, "I've been to two or three nude beaches." And I go, "But so you don't like fall over and die, I keep my clothes on. I keep my swimsuit on." Yeah. And he was like, "What?" I go, "I don't." I said, "I just told you the people at the nude beach who are taking their clothes off are the people who probably should keep their clothes on. I don't take my clothes off at a new beach. I'm not that impressed with it. Matter of fact, each time that I've been there like 15 minutes and I leave because I don't want to look at the people with their clothes off." So I was like, yeah, no, that's not this. That whole sugar mama thing in your mind, which is based on nothing. You think you're going to get some 50-year-old that's got abs and she's in great shape and she got a bunch of money and she just want to spend it on you. Right. And I was like, not so much.
Less likely, buddy.
Right.
Just let it go.
But it's so funny to me.
You can think about it.
But it's really, really funny because he really thinks that that is how this works. But it, and I told him, I said, listen, nephew, I go, the things that you have in your head, being 18 years old, you don't have any practical experiences for these things to be in your head. You made up what you want things to be. That's what you did. This is not.
Don't be all.
Right, but that's what I'm trying to explain to him so that he's not 40 and still making this shit up in his head. I need him to move through this phase of life a little more quickly and understand what's happening, you know? But it also brings me to, in addition to, only men were upset about me telling him he can't have a girlfriend for 6 months. They were only upset about it, and I said his first like 4 or 5 paychecks go in the bank. He needs to leave him in the bank so that he has a financial cushion.
Right.
So if anything happens. And another guy, he was like, well, that's his money. He can spend it the way he wants. I was like, shut the fuck up. You don't live in this house. You're not telling me what to do. His first 4 or 5 paychecks have got to be in the bank so that if something happens, he has a financial cushion. He has some emergency money for, you know, whatever. For that girlfriend he go out and get and maybe need to go see a doctor. So I'm like... Yeah, no, I find it interesting the things that these men, and I don't know that it's all men. Look, it could be me and the men I know. Who knows? But I find it interesting that these men cling to the very shit that's the worst for them.
Right.
It's the worst thing in the world. I'm telling him something good. I'm trying to teach him financial responsibility. And this dude is like, that's his money.
Maybe you had a bad experience. I don't think I can vouch for that.
Everybody has had a bad experience with something. We've all had bad sex. We didn't stop having sex.
But not all. Well, I mean, not all of them had that type of experience. So. We had a bad experience, but at what level?
You know, right?
Because my first sex experience couldn't have been them getting raped. They don't ever want to fuck nobody again because that's what it's going to
happen
to them. Up. You know
true.
It's different levels to it. So it really
right.
Depends on
very
the
true. Very true. So true. But still, I think at some point in your development, you learn to self-examine and you realize, okay, you know what? maybe that was bad for me, but that doesn't mean it's bad for everybody. And maybe I need to move past this, whatever the bad is. Not so much the rape thing, because that's a whole different deal, but just other experiences. And I don't think the men, again, I don't think men have bad sex. I think bad, the worst to men is going to be it stinks or it's dry, and dry can be fixed with lube. So I don't think that necessarily, I don't think most men have bad sexual experiences.
Right.
I think men who are at a certain level sexually may.
Yeah, we, hey, not all. Let me shut up.
No, go ahead.
There are ways men can experience bad sex.
I think it may not be as good as they want it to be, but I don't necessarily think that constitutes bad. Because, you know, I think, like, and I could be wrong, but let's say as a dude, you're checking out a chick and you know, you're talking to her and you think she's smart, she's funny, she's pretty, you know, her body's nice, and you're thinking, okay, this is going to be great sex. Mm-hmm. And then when it gets to that point and she lays there.
Yep, that happened to me.
And right, and then you're kind of like, okay, I'm disappointed, but you still fucked her and came.
Oh, we gave it a shot, and we faked the nut just like y'all do us. Yeah, ring the bell for that. No, believe it or not, I'm that guy. I will fake another. That shit's sour. I got to go. I'm not going to waste my time. But I will let you know. I'm going to let you know later. I'm going to let you regroup. You know what I'm saying? Let you, you know, feel like you enjoyed yourself. You may have been lying too. So we go fake our nuts, go out there and real way. And, you know, I'm going to give you your survey. And so, we're going to go from there. We need to learn from it or just say fuck it.
So would you tell her?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I give you a survey. You know, if I really, if it felt that bad to where emotionally I'm still thinking about this shit afterwards, I didn't go down the freeway. I done got me something to eat, burned me one, and that shit, like, nah, I'm gonna let you know. Because I don't want you to fuck nobody else's experience like that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get nobody else no shit like that. And that's the only way they don't learn. You know, if they don't know it's terrible, you know, if we don't tell them, as far
true.
As I'm receiving it, you know, it's still, it could have been some of mine, it could have been some of her, and we never know.
Well, and that's funny you should mention that, because I talked to, a guy friend of mine, and yes, I have a bunch of dude friends, but we were laughing because he was saying that it was a chick, and he's always telling me some crazy fuck story, because men, for whatever reason, feel like I don't really care what we talk about, that's fine, as long as it's not like ridiculous. But he was telling me how it was a chick, and you know, he always liked her, and she was like maybe 3 years older, and they ran across each other later in a different city and state. Mm-hmm. And so he went over and he was like, oh, I was ready, I smashed. And he's going on and he goes, I was calling her back. And what was so funny is he said he was calling her back like the cable guy. Have you ever seen the cable guy where he's calling, hey, it's Jim, I was just calling to see, and then hang up and call right back. So he said, finally, she answered the phone, and she told him basically it was trash. She was like, it was trash. And, you know, basically she goes, now, I'm just letting you know, that's why I didn't answer your call. That's why I didn't call you back. But I'm going to go ahead and give you a chance. So come on. And he was like, yeah, she walked him through it step by step. I'm not sure that I have that in me to do, right. But I think I'm moving closer to that.
I can see you doing that. You probably going to break some hearts along the way.
Ooh.
You're so damn brutal.
I just don't feel like having to tell you that.
I know. Who does? Who feels comfortable telling them, like, you're wrong or you're terrible?
I know. Your dick is trash.
Easily coming now, but on the other end of emotionally, that's some shit you're going to have to sit and deal with. Like, you really going to be focusing on trying to get your stroke game up, and that'll probably lead to masturbation for your boy, you know. Maybe your nephew just need to have that bad sex in real life. No, you telling him so much. Maybe he need to actually experience it.
Well, and here's the thing.
Right. Masturbation is
right. And we're not sitting and talking about sex all the time. It's just a conversation that we've had like once or twice. And I just think it's funny. First of all, that if I say ejaculation, he covers up his ears and wants to sink into the floor. Though I did say it to him the other day and he didn't do anything. Like, we were sitting in the living room watching TV and I go, hey, and he goes, yeah. And I go, ejaculation. And he kind of looked and screwed his face up. And he goes, I didn't cover my ears up this time. And I was like, good. That's the point of this. You're supposed to figure out these are just words. Yeah. They're bodily functions. They can happen. It's okay. It's normal. Right. And then I hit him with, you know, females can ejaculate too. He was like, auntie.
With one hand. Goddamn. You got a baby step.
I done threw him in the deep end. And I'm on the side yelling, swim. Right. Swim, kick your legs. But I think, as I was having all these thoughts with the differences between men and women and their thought process or their stances on these conversations that I'm having with my nephew, I realize that's why we can't get shit together. Yeah. That's why you cannot get it. That's one of the pieces of why you can't get it together, because right. you have people that are looking at, they're just, everything is different to them. It's literally night and day, Venus and Mars. It is literally that way. Yeah. And I'm like, this is amazing. And then I look and think, I would be so sick if I had a baby with one of these Neanderthals. If I had some dude teaching my kid at 16 to go out and fuck everybody, I would be so mad. So pissed off. Oh my God, yeah. I don't, I just find that it's, I just find that that's weird. I think maybe I can do maybe a teenage round table, and then maybe do something about men and women and do sex talk, like a sex crosstalk, because I am absolutely floored every time this stuff comes up. Every time some dude feels like I'm stifling my nephew's sexual creativity. I'm like, he don't have any fucking creativity. He's 18. Ugh. And I would love to send him to talk to some dude, but they're going to tell him all kind of bad stuff. Well, beyond his father, I guess. But I again, found it interesting that that even when it is at the core of raising a young man, how there are men in the world who still feel like it is bad or wrong to teach a young man the right stuff, the right way to be, the right things to do. I think that that's interesting that they are that way. But then that goes back to where you're saying people don't see examples of that. If that's all they see, you know, the bad stuff, which is kind of why, like, I have a guy friend of mine who was like, "Ooh, I need to come hang out with your nephew." I go, "Don't you get within fucking 3 blocks of him. He is not allowed." He's not allowed, because first of all, he would think some of this, he would think the stuff that he would say is funny. And it's not. It wouldn't be funny at all. But my nephew is also the kind, he'll come up and go, "Auntie, you know what he said?" And then I'll have to hear every dumb thing he said to my nephew. You know, I'm like, oh my God.
Understood.
Yeah, I'm like, this is crazy to me. That really, and I wonder if, beyond like their particular experiences, it is odd. It's really odd to me that men don't look in, or these men don't look and see that being, first of all, I believe dicks are going to be the death of men, because yeah. it just is, because they can't pass nothing up. Not even doing gender reassignment or sex change, that may not get you. But transvestites,
yeah.
If something happened where you end up in a bed with a man that looks like a woman, mm-hmm. first of all, I wouldn't say you deserve it, because that sounds like a punishment. But I will say, you really don't check shit out.
Maybe those things are put in place for their reason.
Well, if somebody's tucking their dick, you ain't touch nothing?
Yeah.
You nothing.
Well,
see,
I mean, well, hold on.
Goody for you, because your ass ain't even trying to, you not trying to see if stuff is wet. You just going to jam it in there.
Yeah, some guys are simple and to the point like that. But at the same time,
that's why they wake up and haven't had sex with a man, and then walk around bumping in the walls. But go ahead.
All right. But no, this is the only fight I have for it, you know. If that particular transvestite, like, you know, carries a certain particular role of a woman, which is, you know, having that secrecy, then you control a man so long, and it's been done in history. Y'all know him for doing that. So, I mean, it's likely to happen.
Doing what?
Oh. As far as, like, I'm talking about, like,
manipulating men?
And keeping them from having sex with them, you know, for the most part.
Right, but here's the thing. It ain't like they ain't fucking somebody else.
Yeah, true.
So you, first of all, you kind of, now you are getting what you deserve. Because if you got a tranny that's saying, that's playing the game of I'm a girl and and is leading you on, but you out screwing somebody else, you're not telling him or her, however they identify, you're not telling them that you're screwing somebody else. You're trying to get over. is what you're doing. Well, if you ain't going to have sex with me, then I'm going to have sex with somebody else. And the person doesn't even need to be a tranny for that to happen, because we had this conversation with my aunts like years and years ago, my female cousins and I did, and they were of the mindset that, oh, you know what, if women wouldn't make it so easy for men. First of all, stop blaming women for men's shit. I said, right, and it ain't like, they're like, well, if women wouldn't have sex, what am I go? He would go have sex with somebody else. It depends on the level of gamesmanship, because there's tons of dudes who will play that game and may even feel like, hey, you know what? That makes her, you know, a good girl. So I kind of like that, but I'm gonna go out here and do all this other stuff with all these other nasty girls. And then I like this one, so I'll marry her because she's a good girl, where he feels like marriage is the reward. But what she got is a dog ass dude, because you weren't being honest. You weren't forthright. You weren't fucking her. You were fucking other people. So if you take that chick out of the scenario and make the chick a tranny, okay, whatever. You got what you got. Okay. And I don't feel sorry for you. And again, you're lazy sexually, because you ain't going to check nothing.
Yeah, that's like, and I was going to say that's less likely to happen for the most part.
Right.
Depending on what they're being taught for before that. Because somebody first love could be a tranny. They just don't know shit about it. All they know is it look like a girl, she pretty as shit, and I'm going for it. And they'll have to go through like hell of trying to get over that.
They need counseling. Because that's a bad situation. I can completely understand that. But then I think what happens there is they butt up against whatever they feel like their values are.
Yeah.
And then acknowledging, you know what, the world is a bigger place than I thought. This doesn't make me gay or whatever. I just liked this person. And I think honestly what that boils down to is you pissed off at yourself because you got tricked. Because honestly, men always think they're smarter than women anyway. So when a woman tricks them, they're mad.
Vice versa.
You think?
Yeah.
Oh, I think men think they're smarter than women. I think some realize that women are smart, but I think a lot of times dudes think, particularly,
huh? Most women think we care about that.
Think y'all care about what?
Being that smart person, because there's some, whatever, for me personally, I can give two shits about what you know. I mean, it's good that you know more of, but there's always something developed every day. So, I mean, everything and every day is brand new.
Well, no. What I mean is in terms of being in a situation, like when men feel like they are telling women, I think one of the reasons that it really bothers men and they have a hard time bouncing back from it is because they feel like, okay, I can say this to her and I can lead her on, and they think that that's what they're doing. And then when they figure out she let you do that to get what she wanted,
right,
once you come to that conclusion, then you mad because you thought you were smart enough to not be played.
Agreed.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
But how can you mean, why would you glorify that anyway when both parties were wrong from the jump?
Right, but here's the thing, though. If everybody's going to sling a little mud, you want to be the one with – you need to be the one with the least amount of mud on you.
Agreed.
If that's how you're going to play the game.
If you're playing.
Right. But – and then here's the thing, too, and this is a conversation.
I'm talking to Eric right now.
Huh?
I said, you're talking with Eric now.
Right. This is, if anybody don't know, this is my engineer, Eric, and sometimes we have our own little talk show here. So I think it is part and parcel with dating, relationships, yada, 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 that people may have agendas.
Yeah.
Or people may assume that, you know, like when I was younger and I was really green, I dated men, and like I still have contact with them. Like we have relationships now, but not like romantic ones, but we're friends.
Yeah.
And so stuff will come up, something that happened when I was 21, and one of the guys, he goes, I forget really how young you were, because his thing was different than mine. And he really did. So some of the things that he presented or things that happened, it didn't dawn on him. I'm 21 years old, but I didn't have sex till I was 20. I wasn't out. I wasn't sneaking out the house, going to parties and trying to fuck. I was green.
Mm-hmm.
So I think sometimes when you don't realize how green someone is, then you may pull shit, or maybe you do realize it, and that's your get over, because you basically are trying to, you know, you're using the fact that they don't know. You know, and I think even though, because everybody gets played in some capacity. Like I know now, being older, that there's a guy that I dated, and he got I didn't catch him, but his friend outed him, which I thought was really funny, that he cheated.
Mm-hmm.
But it also helped me. My thing was, I didn't beat myself up. I didn't really care because I wasn't marrying you, so whatever. But I realized that taught me, because he was probably 4 or 5 years older than I was. And I was like, okay, this is dudes like younger chicks. Not so much because they're dumb, which people will say that, but it's because you're inexperienced. So if you, because I
can see that.
Yeah, I've been my own person since I was probably, 6 minutes old. So whatever I wanted to do, I'm doing it. If I don't want it, then I'm not doing it. And that's just basically how that went. Reference the chitlin story with my mother. Try to make me eat chitlins. I'm not eating anything that smells like that. I don't give a shit.
We've all suffered. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't have them. I wouldn't eat them. But I was made to sit at the dining room table and the circus was on, and she thought that was her leverage because I really liked to watch the circus. And I wouldn't watch. She was like, well, you're not going to be able to watch the circus till you finish. Okay, well, we're going to be here. And I was cool. 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm looking at her. She finally comes and goes, go scrape the plate back in the pot or wherever she told me to put it. And I'm sure I threw it in the trash anyway. And she was like, and go to bed. And I'm looking at her thinking, I don't care. You have to get up and go to work. You're an adult. I'm going to school and go to sleep.
Like, I want it.
I'm going to school. <Thank you. laughs> I'm sleeping in homeroom and I'm sleeping in my first 3 classes. I'll be up after lunch. You, on the other hand, do open heart surgery. So you have to be awake or somebody's going to die.
Oh, hell.
Right. So I think I look and realize or wonder if I weren't my own person, if I were not staunchly my own person, some stuff I didn't know, but I do realize that because of how I am, I avoided a lot of conflict in relationships or a lot of problems that people have. And I never felt like I never felt like, oh, you were dumb because you blah, blah, blah. I never felt like that because I was new at dating. So for me, it was kind of like, okay, well, you didn't know what was going on. Well, you know now. So the next time you see it, you know what it looks like.
Right.
I was never trying to, oh, no, it's cool. No, I wasn't doing that. And if you did enough to make me mad, then you probably got. But I was slick about it because I am the ultimate queen of get back, no matter what it is. And I would tell you some stories, but I cannot incriminate myself on the radio.
I
want to
do that.
Yeah, I can't incriminate myself on the radio, and I've denied it all anyway. So if I bring it up, then I'm in trouble. But I do believe that you're gonna have to have bad sex. You're gonna have to have bad sex, I think, because you don't really know what's going on. I really don't like the concept of people watching porn to learn how to have sex because I think that's kind of weird.
Yeah, because
it's weird, and I don't think that that's how people actually have sex.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's entertainment, so you really can't compare that to real life situations,
right?
For the most part,
right? Or you know, it's really funny, and I have my girlfriends and I get together, it's always funny, and somebody comes up with a story about giving somebody head, and first of all, quit fucking put your hand on the back of people's head. Don't nobody need no help. Don't nobody need no fucking help. You can verbally say go deeper. You ain't got to jam nobody's head down on that thing. One, and then two. Unless that's the game y'all play, but you trying to get that nasty sound they make on porn when they giving head.
The gagging sound.
Right, so you're now told on yourself, so I know you sitting around watching porn and you trying to, no.
Bingo.
No. Right, and you can tell. And I'm like, that's such a bad habit to get into because I'm sure when people start watching porn, they really don't think that this is going to be how it's going to affect them because, again, that's not really how people have sex. Uh-huh. Well, it ain't how I have sex. I don't know what the hell everybody else is doing. I want to speak for everybody else. It's not what I do. I would prefer not to have assistance with my face when stuff is going on. I don't need it. But I just, I think
that, like the choking method. From what I'm
listen, that's okay.
That shit creepy as hell. At one point.
I can't. I have a horrible gag reflex. So you play that game with me if you want to. I'm gonna throw an omelet up on you.
That's that's one of my fears. Like throwing up on a dude's dick. Oh, that's
and
horrific.
It's almost
shit.
Happened. and the reason I said an omelet is because that's what I had for breakfast. But I was like, okay. And I cannot. Mm-hmm. I have to literally be prepared because if you are a pretty sizable specimen, you need to be mindful. If you're trying to jam that, I'm going to shut the back of my throat down so it can't go any further.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do that, I will vomit on you. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to vomit on you. I'm not even going to turn my head and try to get it on the floor. I'm vomiting on you because you shouldn't have damn done it. You need to be respectful of my boundaries.
So that should always be discussed before.
Right. Or even if, say, for whatever reason it isn't, but then you decide that, you know, that happens. First of all, as a dude, you need to recognize the reactions. if she kind of pulls back, that's a no. That's a, hey, knock that off kind of deal, you know? And it just, I don't know. I just find it interesting that, oh, my God, my nephew was commenting on something I shared on Facebook. I hope he ain't listening.
Oh yeah, he's listening.
Oh, I doubt it. Even if he is, we're going to act like he's not. And we're just going to keep talking. But I just, there's so many shoots off this main plant of
sex,
relationships, rearing, just how people view things. I also thought today too, I was thinking today that if you are, and again, in dealing with my nephew, just thinking about, you know, how I'm handling him and, you know, how we're doing things. And I think that when you have a kid, and particularly a boy, a male child, and you don't teach them the things that they need to do, the habit that they fall into is a hard habit to break. And then so I wondered, well, you know what? If as young men are not taught man shit, like we'll be explaining to him, when you go out, like if we walk around my neighborhood and we're out walking, talking or whatever, I always make him walk closest to the street. I've told him, you know, two or three times. And now at this point, I just keep walking to see if he realizes it. And then at some point, I'll just move over. And he'll go, oh, I just thought about it. But I'm like, that's amazing to me because he's never been taught to do that. So he really does, he now has to get rid of the old habit and pick up a new habit and start to think about himself in terms of being a man. Right. And the man shit that comes with being a man. It is not just walking around and you swinging a dick at people, waving it in their face, offering them some. It's not that. You know what I mean? So if they end up, if you don't teach them those things, and let's say they end up 25 years old, you have lazy men, lazy in terms of man shit. Like, I'm trying to get him to understand that if you are going to date somebody, there's a way to do that. You know, there is a way. We had a conversation. And let me say this about my nephew. I will preface everything that I've said. I want to wrap it up in a bow with this. He's 18 and he doesn't know. I just think the stuff that he comes up with is funny and I share it because I think that it's really funny. I don't think that he... I know he doesn't get it, but he will try to defend himself in certain situations. So he was saying he saw a girl out, one of my neighbors, and she was light skinned and she was thick and fine or whatever. And it was a Mexican chick. So I was asking him about that. And so I said, well, you better be careful. I go, cause a lot of times Mexican culture and diet dictate that they gain weight. So you better determine, you know, in real talk, if you want to deal with someone who may be a little heavier, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
So his response was, well, you know, if I'm dating her and she gets fat, then I'll just break up with her and go get a slim black woman.
Oh,
what the fuck? Right.
And that's just based off his knowledge.
Or lack thereof.
Agreed.
And he doesn't think about it. He doesn't think about what he's saying. Uh-huh. And I go, well, don't do us any favors. And he was like, what? I said, what you are not going to do is choose to date someone other than a black woman and then turn around. And if when that person is no longer desirable to you physically, then you turn around and you want to go get a black woman then. I was like, we don't want you. We don't want you. We don't want to fool with you. But he was just kind of looking. And I know he is learning that he doesn't have, there's not a foundation for this stuff. He's never given it any thought. So his reactions are always knee-jerk and very funny to me. But then I come back with his lesson. So I'm like, you ain't about to go get an old Mexican or anybody else. You go get a non-black woman, and then you determine that when she is no longer what you desire physically, now you're going to come get, no, nope, nope, nope. I go, don't make a second. Now, if you like somebody other than us, go like whoever you want to like. But when they don't turn out okay, don't be coming back over here. I said, we don't want you. We don't want nothing to do with
you. Oh, you got to teach him also, you know, that you really shouldn't, even though we have those category women, we shouldn't look forward to dating a particular category, like you're saying, basically. But
we got to get out of that too as well. I mean, especially if you want to so-called have venture different types of females and scenarios, he's going to have to be open-minded to knowing that there's different types of women out there, different cultures, different ways to go about it.
And here's my thing. I've explained to him, I don't have a problem with you dating someone other than black women. I said, my problem is that when they are not right or what you deem to be right, then you want to come and find us. Then we're okay. We're good enough then after you've gone out and done whatever. And I was like, yeah, no. You can't make us second like that. You can't do that. So we're starting to have the conversation of how, you know, black women are looked at, viewed, treated by black men, and how I said, and whoever you date, I said, date them. But don't ever have a conversation with them about, you know, black women ain't this or black women do too much of that or that. I said, go date who you want to date, but don't talk shit about us in the process.
Well, it's the same as you saying things about the black guys. When you're comparing them in certain situations, you're giving them that stigma. Okay, then this all.
But here's the thing, though. I don't know. Like, say, if I go out with a white guy, I'm not going out with him and talking shit about black men. I don't even bring black men up. It never comes up in conversation with the person that I know. I don't talk about black men with them.
No, I'm talking about in reference to your nephew. Like, if you're speaking to him about men in general, you know what I'm saying? Or are you speaking to him about black men and white men, how such? You kind of catch.
Well, no. And I don't go into white guy stuff with him. I don't ever present it like somehow white men are better than. Okay. And I never do that. Never. Because I don't.
All across the board.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't ever say that to him. I don't ever tell him in any regards. Like, he has a female friend, and this white guy was hitting on her. And he was like, no, you know, they're just friends. And he don't want her to go out with the white guy. And I was like, well, why can't she go out with the white dude? You know, and he was basically, he didn't really have a reason for it. Mm-hmm. But he felt like, to him, it was just foreign. And I'm like, right, but you like Mexican girls. Mm-hmm. So how is that okay? Mm-hmm. You know, and then he was like.
Some stigma that he even saw her.
Yeah, well. Not flying at Brit Manor, so no. And so I don't, when I talk to him, I don't ever demean black men in the presence of anyone else besides black women. Because at a certain point, we've all kind of had the same experiences, so we talk about it how we talk about it. Mm-hmm. And also because what I find is that younger black women have started dating white men younger.
Yeah,
they're dating white dudes at 19, 20, maybe in high school. Never even occurred to me. Never occurred to me. I was probably 42, 43 before I went out with a white guy. And I still don't date like a lot of white men. I don't like most people. Mm-hmm. In terms of dating, I don't like most people. Black, white, whoever you, I don't like most people. So yeah. I'm not going to date somebody, oh my gosh, just because he's white. I probably don't like you either, sir. So I mean, and I know that I don't. There has to be something else to it. And it's not just, oh, he's fine. Or, you know, he's got a little money. A little money is okay, whatever. Now, if you filthy rich and you generous, I can give you some time. I can learn to love you. This just regular, nah. That's not my MO. I'm not doing that. But yeah,
why does it always reign supreme in majority of situations?
With money?
Yes. Let me
tell you why. And it doesn't necessarily with all women, because it's not really an issue for me. Money is it helps.
Yeah. I agree.
But because it does that because women, just like men are hardwired to do man shit, women are hardwired to look for men who can care for them, to provide, because that's what men have been doing. Men are providers.
Right.
So to me, I don't understand women who date men and they like take care of the dude or they, you know, they do whatever. I think that that's also why women date dope boys, because there's a lot of money involved with that, because you get those things. Now, the flip side of dating a dope boy is you can end up shot or whatever. Or, you know, you just, maybe you're collateral damage because you're there, or maybe the dude ends up going to prison, you know, or he gets killed and then you have nothing. Uh-huh. But it's usually that money that attracts you, and then you have to look and say, or maybe it's somebody you dated a while, and then, you know, you dated and then they became the dope boy. But it depends on what you're willing to do or put up with for the money.
Right.
You know what I mean? After a certain point, like with me at 50, It's not a whole lot. I was never going to be bothered with a bunch of stuff anyway because I'm okay single. I have no problems being single. I can watch movies, do whatever I do, travel by myself. I don't have a problem with it. But when you are, if you are a woman, I think that, and here's the deal that I find with people, men and women, which I think is very interesting. If you are a woman, if you're a dude, I hate when dudes approach me like I'm 22 years old. I'm not 22. You really think all women are the same? And that's what I've learned, that men think all women are emotional, and they think we're all basically the same and that we all want a dude.
I can't attest to that. But as far as
approaching, can or cannot?
I cannot.
Yeah,
at one point in my life. But that goes back to what I was saying earlier. You know, it was just that general thing that we all have end up being wired to. That was a normal thing. But at the same time, we're going to stick with what we know. You know, we're not going to approach things, not everything as well, which we should. And, well.
I just think the men think that a lot of times they behave like they think that women are basically the same. And when you're functioning like you think chicks are the same, you're going to eliminate a certain type of woman. Like, I've dated somebody and they purposely, and I'm not saying that I am like the best thing in the world, but I am pretty fucking fantastic. Because I don't know how you get a chick. One, I'm pretty easy on the eyes. I'm really smart. I'm funny. I like sports. I'm not frigid in the bedroom. I like dogs. I travel. I'm pretty good in terms of that, you know, you get a, like if when you buy that antivirus package of protection and it has like three of them across, I'm the one, if it has 10 lines in them, you probably got 9 of those 10 boxes checked. But I'm still getting dudes that will have a shot at the title and then fuck it off and then call me back and ask me, can they get a second shot? No.
Probably because they didn't know.
I don't know what the fuck. Were you not paying attention?
Okay, pay attention or not. Have they experienced it?
They did with me.
They did with you. And that's the first time. And
okay, well, that ain't my problem. Here's the dilemma with that. Uh-huh. If that's the first time you've experienced that, uh-huh, and you fucked it off, uh-huh, and then you come back and go, well, okay, I need a second shot. And then if I give you the second shot, do you then take advantage again because you're like, oh, I was able to get a second shot? Mm. There's a dilemma. I'm not going to play that game, so you're not getting the second shot. I suggest you pay attention to the first one. So, you know what I mean?
So you pretty much already eliminated them from the jump anyway.
No, not necessarily.
If you're not going to give them the second chance to give them room to improve, then what's the point?
And it depends on what the improvement is. It depends on what it is. I've said this. I dated somebody when we were going out, and I didn't have my car. It was raining cats and dogs the whole month of May 2 years ago. I think I said this before. And the person not only had one but two cars sitting in their garage. So let me make sure I understand. I'm taking a train to work in this goddamn monsoon every day. Uh-huh. You got two vehicles there and you nothing? You're not even going to come make sure I get to work or make sure I'm home safe. Nothing.
Are the cars mobile?
Yes.
They both working?
Yes. And then, and here's the thing too, because I also had the conversation with a guy friend of mine that maybe, you know, the person didn't want to feel like, maybe it wasn't like super duper serious. So they didn't want to feel like, oh, well, you know what? If I give you the car, you know, basically they'll never get it back. Like, they think I'm going to keep driving the car. And I understand that. But you have to choose. You have to make a decision of some sort. And if it's going to be, if you're choosing because, hey, you know what? I don't want you to feel like that's this serious. So I'm just not going to offer you a vehicle, a ride or whatever. That's okay. But also know that if you're going to leave me walking in the rain, then I'm going to come to some conclusions about you and this situation we have it. And then 2, 3, 4 months later, you have to acknowledge that you made a mistake because here you are now asking for a second chance. Nah, you didn't do stuff right. Something wasn't done right. If you come back and you're like, okay, I realize I made a mistake. Either you didn't do it right the first time because you just weren't paying attention, or B, you tried to play me like I was one of them other chicks that is happy to have you around them. No, get your ass up off my sofa. Get your feet off my ottoman. Go on, because you don't have to be here. So for me, if, and it's not even a matter of, oh, well, I'm the queen, so you need to do X, Y, and Z. It could simply be, hey, you know what? I realized that, and the funny thing was, he had a vehicle he was going to sell to me. He was like, hey, I'll sell it to you cheap. That's the one you should have had me driving.
Agree.
But you didn't do that. And then you come back later and you're like, oh, well, I didn't realize I wasn't thinking that way. And then my response to him is, well, I understand as a man, it is you all's nature that when you care about something, you take care of it. You will keep your cars clean. Yeah. You will keep your house clean, but you fooling with me and you got two vehicles sitting and you're not gonna make sure I'm not out here in the rain. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't care. And I'm good with the fact that you don't care.
Enough.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm good with that. But you also need to be good with you fired.
Yeah. Okay.
You fired. Everybody played how they were gonna play. You tried to undersell me. You tried to give me as little as you possibly could to give as little as you could, like a dude going in the strip club. You want to give somebody $2 on stage and hope they give you a blowjob. Not happening. Not happening. You know what I mean?
But if that's what they're looking forward to, then why not gamble it?
What? If what's what they're...
If they want to get a $200 deal out of $2, then why not gamble it?
Okay, well, then that's fine. Quit calling me. Ask me to deal with you now. Acknowledge the game that you played and stop assuming that what happened was an accident or that I was trying to teach you a lesson. I'm not trying to teach you a lesson. I just gave you enough rope to hang yourself. So when I tell you I'm done, and there's nothing you can say to me.
So why would you give him enough rope to hang himself when you could have hung him anyway?
That's on them to do.
No.
Yes, it is.
You gave them the rope. They weren't thinking about
hanging. No, but they did it. When I say I gave them the rope, I mean they did it to themselves. Meaning, if you realize I don't have a vehicle and you are basically, you just going, you got two of them sitting there. And then there was some other stuff involved. There was shit involved with it. And I was like, okay, you know what? First of all, I don't care how great the relationship would have been. I'm not going to talk to you about, hey, you know what? I don't have a car and I'm taking a train and you got two cars. I'm never going to tell you that. I'm never going to say it because you know that. And if you're not, as he
how
said,
can you know that he know that, though? Did he express that?
He fucking know I don't have a car. He know it's raining every goddamn day. He's driving in the rain.
Well, maybe he thought that you didn't want him to know where you worked, or
he knows where I work. Everybody that knows me knows where I work, and I'm not cutting you that kind of slack because I need you to be more involved. If that's what the logic is, you still need to be more involved, because if that's what you're thinking, you're a fucking idiot, and I don't even like you.
Agreed.
You're dumb. You need to be engaged in what's happening. And basically what it tells me is, like 2 months later or whatever, when, oh, you know, I wasn't even thinking about that, you know. Well, damn, I don't get a second chance. No, you're not getting a second chance, because basically you tried to lowball me to see what you could get away with. And since you couldn't get away with it, now your comeback is, okay, I'm going to do better. You could have done better in the beginning. Mm-hmm. You're not fooling me. And there's plenty of chicks that will fool with you. I'm not one, so you need to go ahead and take this L and sit your ass down someplace. Take it and know I'm going to remind you of it every time you call me talking stupid to me.
That's crazy.
And quit assuming your game is tight because your dick is trash. You know? What? It is.
I just hope he ain't listening.
I'll deny it.
He probably ruined it. He might be the next suicide.
No, I doubt it.
Can't be talking about man dick like that. Not on earth.
First of all, I doubt very seriously that he's listening.
Now, I definitely and completely understand where you're coming from on that. You know, they knew what game they were going into, and, well, for the most part.
Well, but I also think it depends on each, like, where each person is and what they're doing. Because, right. Again, I'm not 22, so you really think at your age you're going to come over here and be laid around here?
Mm-hmm.
No. Mm-mm. And we had a couple conversations leading up to that. First of all, the person has known me for probably 12 years.
Oh, okay.
This ain't no secret. This ain't nothing I can hide. It comes out. Even when I'm sitting someplace and I don't know people, and it's just it's a situation where I'm just there, I will sit politely. I will sit quietly. And I don't say anything because these people don't know me, and I just don't do it. I can do that a couple times. But even after like the second time, I'm just something going to slip out. And you can be like, what? Yep, I'm that kind of crazy. He knew. He knew, and I think what happened is he either thought I was joking or hoped I was kidding. One or the other. And okay.
He gambled for a difference. He was hoping you were that different.
He took a shot at the title and he came in like Jimmy Walker and Let's Do It Again. He was skinny and out of shape.
I know it's a trip. I'm young to even know that. But yeah.
I was waiting to see if you were going to understand the reference.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
With them spaghetti noodle arms.
In his hell.
He just wasn't prepared. And I'm like, seriously? And you can't, to me, it's just, it's such a slap in the face to then come back and ask me for a second chance. Why didn't you just do it right the first time?
Given those circumstances, yeah, he fucked that all the way up.
So yes!
I definitely feel where you're coming from that. But.
And then call me like a year later, over a year later, to ask me for sex on his birthday, which I think is funny. I was like, is that what people do, call and ask for their birthday? Really?
He said, well, shit, that's all.
Why? I know, all I can hear is no again.
He said, fuck it, I done tried everything else. Might as well.
Look, I'm just going to keep asking so she can tell me no 1,500 times.
Hey, it might turn him on. I don't know. Maybe it's something.
Whatever. Like, well, you can try it if you want to, because I'm one of them people. I go, yeah, let's do it, yeah.
You'll ride this shit and all then, the way out.
And then won't do it. Or be an asshole and call him on my birthday and ask him if he want to have sex with me. And then laugh, because he knows I'm being stupid. Then I'm laughing about it. He was someplace loud, so he couldn't hear me.
Yeah.
And it was so funny. He was like, hey, he goes, I can't really hear you. And he goes, don't you have a birthday coming up? And I was like, yeah, it's today. I was calling you to see if you wanted to have sex. He was like, what? And he goes, whatever. Because he knows I'm being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah, as dumb as I sound calling you, asking you, that's how dumb you sounded. You know? Ugh.
I'm gonna pray for that young man.
Huh?
We're going to pray for that man.
Oh, he'll be fine. Shit. I just don't. I, for some reason today, I just, over the last probably 3 weeks, I've had such an epiphany about, I guess kind of a mild epiphany about men and women and relationships and dating. And I think part of it is too that, I think there are some, you know what, honestly, what I think it is I resent men. Mm-hmm. And the reason that I resent them is because they take advantage of their, what's the word? Their positioning. They take advantage of their positioning because men can act a fucking fool and be the biggest asshole from the time they're 15 until they're 40. Mm-hmm. And then 40 and one day meet a very nice woman and marry her. Mm. And it bothers me. You know what I mean? That's annoying because there's it bothers me because A, it says you're a fucking asshole.
Like you hating me.
Well, but okay, tell me I'm lying.
I'm not saying you're lying.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You hating on the fact that you're on the other side of the way.
Right, I'm on the losing side and I'm not happy.
And you don't have to view it that way. It's not more so.
Really? How should I view it, Eric?
It's the losing side of that particular situation. Maybe there's a more tailored situation for you.
Really?
Yeah.
See the look on my face?
It's none, just like it's slimming out for most guys.
Give me an example,
right?
Of a tailored.
You created that lane. That's your own particular lane. So you have to be.
No,
okay,
I'm saying. No. What I'm saying is overall, women will lose in that regard because you may have individual women that win, but overall, women will lose in that regard because. Men have that advantage because women want men. Women have been tailored to feel like they need a dude. Like anytime a dude wants to insult me, you know, they always go, that's why you ain't got a man. Like that fucking matters. And I fire back, no, I don't have a man because men act like you. And I'm not willing to settle. And then everybody's looking around like, yeah, I'm that chick that I'm going to fight you. Keep on talking. But I just, I really resent that because there's zero accountability with dudes. Except if you find a dude who starts to play that game, who wants to be the player their whole life, and they get a good woman or two. And this is what I think about when I see old dudes at the bar hitting on young chicks. And I'm like, someplace in that man's life, he probably had 2, 3, 4 really good women that wanted to be with him, that wanted to be his wife, that wanted to build something with him, and he completely fucked it off. And now here he is 60 in the bar. I feel zero sympathy for him. In terms of the game that's being played, I don't feel any sympathy for him. But as a human being, I look at him and think, I wonder, does he realize how he fucked his life off? Because at some point, first of all, if I were a dude and I was going to play that game, the game that I would play is I would play it until I was about 35 or 40, and then I'd go get married. I wouldn't keep playing a game at 60, or I wouldn't be married and then ruin a marriage to be stuck out there playing that same game. The game ain't no good when you're 60 years old. That doesn't really work. The game is not good. The game is not good after about 40. Any, you know, 35-ish you can get away with. But at about 40, that game ain't no good, because eventually, you know, the world keeps turning. You're going to be the old dude. It's going to be some young lion that's going to come up and take your throne, and then you're going to be uptight about it, you know, and realize you're still trying to stay in the game. But you basically, you need to get out of it. So when I see old dudes in the club, I don't feel sorry for them. I'm like, that's what you get.
You feel like they exhaust their options throughout their age.
They didn't get out the game soon enough.
Yeah.
You got to stop playing that game at some point and go be a good husband, father, whatever. You got to get out of that stupid game.
Agreed.
It's the Jordan rule. Jordan retired too soon the first time, so he came back, and I understood it. And then he was there, and then he retired the second time, which was probably the right time for him to retire. And then he decided to come back again, and that third time he came back, or let me see, retire, come back, retire. The second time he came back, young dudes was breaking Jordan's ankles, and it was sad to see, simply because he retired too soon the first time, too late the last time. The middle time was when he needed to get out of the game. And you have to retire. If possible, you retire when you are on top of your game, when you are at the highest point possible before you start to go down, you know, or as close as you get to that point. But if you're just going to keep playing the game and keep playing the game because in your mind you a player, probably not quite true. But I, on a human level, I feel bad for these dudes, because I'm like, there was somebody who probably wanted to be with them and be good to them. And then here you are again, you're 60 years old wearing your church suit to the club because that's your best, and that's how you're going to attract these chicks. And your means of getting women is to offer to pay bills. That's kind of sad.
Yeah, from both ends.
But
not to make it a gender war. I'm just saying.
But here's the thing, though. Generally speaking,
women go through the same thing.
But generally speaking, when women get married, let's say, if women are, I don't know that women necessarily play that same game, but if a woman is married and or hasn't been married and she's like out, normally you're not going to find a whole lot of 50, 60 year old women hanging out at the club looking for dudes to pick up. You do find some. That's somebody's crazy mama who been drunk and, you know, was fucking their classmates in high school.
Yeah.
We know that chick. Well, I don't know her personally, but people know that chick exists.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you don't generally find, usually if you find a woman that has been single, they have developed past that point. Like, I'm 50 and single. I go out maybe 3 times a year. Maybe. When I go out, first of all, I don't want to talk to the old dudes in the club, because why are you in there? What is going on that you're the old dude? Unless you can come to me and talk to me and be witty and funny, then I'll talk to you. But I also don't want to talk to the 30-year-old. Because what am I doing with you, young man? What are you trying to turn me into a cougar? And then your feelings are going to be hurt. You know?
Maybe he ain't put age on love.
Oh, nobody love them. That ain't what that is. You just tired of fucking old dudes with limp dicks. So you're going to find your 30-year-old, got a little pack, a little power, and that's who you fooling with. And that's the one, maybe you got to teach them some things here and there. You take them to some restaurants they never heard of and kind of give them some exposure.
Uh-huh.
And then, like my friend who said he, you know, was talking to the chick and she basically took him under her wing. He was like, yeah, she took me step by step. He goes, she didn't even realize she created a monster. And I was like, I bet she did. But it usually tends to be a little different. Usually if women are older and single, they're not necessarily out at the club looking for some dude to screw. I'm not saying it never happens. I'm just saying that generally speaking, if that is going on, it's an older man that's doing it, because he got stuck in player mode. He still feels like at, you know, 55, 60 that he still got it. And you know, and they also go for the youngest chicks in there, the youngest ones with the hottest body. That girl don't want you. She want a 27-year-old.
Yeah, she want top notch.
Right. Well, she want
everybody would, you know, right, want the top pick, you know what I'm saying?
So she wants some power behind what she about to get. She ain't trying to deal with you huffing and puffing. Get on out of here.
Maybe it's not as common or hasn't been as common then, but I can definitely see that happening now
with
women being more on that side of the game.
It could.
Because that independent phase that we had definitely changed the game on that. So it's like a role reversal.
The independent phase for women?
Yeah.
I don't know that it changed it that much, though, because I think that because there's more available single women than men, I think if you, like for me, I don't even consider myself to be playing the game. I don't even really worry about dating. Mm-hmm. It doesn't interest me. Somebody that I used to date, actually, and we're really good friends, called me a couple days ago and was telling me about somebody else that I dated after them. First of all, I don't know how the fuck you found out about that. One, because I don't like the fact that you know it.
Yeah.
And then two, I was like, you know, that was like 5 or 6 years ago. He was like, what? I go, yeah, I know you think you got some top-notch information. That ain't what you got. This ain't new. He was like, damn, because he was trying to give me the business about it. I was like, yeah, that's like 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah.
And he was like, what? I was like, yeah. I said, you know how I get down. He goes, yeah, I was kind of surprised about that. I said, yeah, you know I don't do that. And we were just kind of talking about it and laughing. And I told him what happened. And he goes, oh, my God. He was like, he doesn't know. And we all know each other. Now, I haven't seen him since I stopped going out with him,
The
other person. But he just kind of, my ex that we're friends, we just kind of laughed about it and went on. It was just a funny thing. And he goes, are you ignoring him? And I was like, no, I really don't go out. I don't see him. I don't go anywhere to see him. And I said, but you know I will.
Yeah.
And because I did it to him when we were dating, he made me mad about something and I went out and he was out. And I had already told him, I said, if you piss me off, I swear to God, I can ignore you. You won't even know that I see you. And you can be 2 feet from me. I will look right through your ass and won't care. And I did it too. This is what I did to him. You know, he's standing, you look at somebody and you're looking, but you look just to the left or right of them so they can't quite tell if you're looking at them and you don't have any emotion. I look right here in this space.
Right
there from the over your ear down to your shoulder. That little triangle, I stare in that space. So I'm close, so you're not really sure if I'm looking. I walk right past him because we were mad and we're fighting about something that broken up. And 2 days later, we got back together. And the first thing he said was, if you ever fucking do that to me again.
Ain't nothing like being ignored.
Oh my God, I will marginalize you in a minute. You could be talking to me and I'll be like, hang on just a second, and walk off and won't come back.
Yep. Well, I did that shit so many times. I'm sorry, like, man, you ain't got no conversation, man.
Right.
Fucking walk away, please.
Oh my, and I'll be so polite. Hold on just a second. I gotta go take care of something real quick and then we'll never come back.
Yeah.
Or be talking to you on the phone. Hang on a second, I gotta call. My mom's calling me, and hang up and never call you back. My mother wasn't on the phone.
I'll be dead and everything.
Right. Right. And you know what I am? I'm terrible because I will hold a phone and walk over to a door or a wall and knock on the door or a wall and go, hey, I gotta call you back. Somebody's at the door, and hang up the phone. And I've done that with people at my place and answer the phone, and I don't want to talk to whoever it is. I knock on the door, or I will tell somebody there, hey, call my name. I'm like, call me. And as soon as they go, Brianna, and I go, oh, somebody's calling me, I gotta call you back, and hang up. I am the queen of get the fuck off this phone and quit talking to me. Or go away.
This is why
stop.
Me and losing hope right now.
Huh? What'd you say?
This is why me and losing hope right there.
I don't know why.
Games, man.
Listen, but I'm like this because of the shit they did in my 20s.
I know, but you can't keep hurting the other fucking
people. I'm not hurting them. They get a shot at the title and they come in. Again, they Jimmy Walker.
Uh-huh.
They come in and you expect me to accept less because other chicks did. I'm not taking less.
No, it's not that you accept less. It's just you play the game fairly. That's what we're saying.
Who, I do?
You have to play the game fairly. If you want that is in fair. Return.
Listen. Let me tell you something. This is war.
No.
You don't. Yes,
it's
it is.
War if you're fighting it.
Listen, otherwise, you don't. Here's my deal. I am, and my ex and that I'm friends with, we were laughing about this today. I said, you don't have to lie to me. I'm seriously the chick that you don't have to lie to.
Right.
You can come to me and say, hey, you know, this is my situation. I'm seeing somebody. We kind of on the outs right now. Or I'm seeing somebody and I'm just kind of digging your vibe. And, you know, I'm wondering if we can hang out.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you no, because that ain't my deal.
Uh-huh.
But if you come to me and lie about it and take away my ability to choose, game on. Game the fuck on. Because you can't take away my right to choose. Or you can, but then you get what you get. And I don't want you crying about it later. When I done incinerated your ass. Because you don't have to lie to me.
Right.
If you just tell the truth, Everything's cool. I may decline your offer, but we can still talk, you know, not talk like in that sense, but I then don't have a problem with you. But if what you are going to do is then, oh, well, you know what? I don't have a girlfriend, or when you start doing that stuff and then I figure out you lied, even if I had sex with you, it ain't really so much the sex. It's a principle. Mm-hmm. It's a principle. Because as far as I'm concerned, I don't feel badly about it. Shit, she's the one with you, not me. She's the one stuck with your rotten ass. But I don't like that you do that because it's not necessary. It's just say whatever something is. That's what pisses me off when you play that stupid game where you try to create a reality that isn't you want to create an alternate reality.
Yeah.
And then you act like you don't know why women are mad. You know exactly why women are mad.
Exactly.
If you start that game off like that, and you're playing it, and that's the level that you're playing. Uh-huh. When she gets mad and raises it 10 levels, you can't be mad at her because you can't determine. To me, it's like if two people are standing talking to each other, no one hits anybody else. It's no big deal. If you slap somebody, you can't be mad if they go get a gun and shoot you.
Exactly.
You can't determine how they react. What you can do is determine what you do on the front end to cause the reaction.
Right. That's so what I'm saying. Just if you going from the beginning.
I'm okay. I've determined, and not to say that I.
You can handle the consequences, basically.
Yeah, and I don't. My thing is.
May not be consequences to you, but you can handle it.
Right, and I generally you're not doing anything to me because I haven't done anything to you. Usually you have made some type of mistake or an error in judgment, and you're being punished for that.
Right.
Meaning I will be out and ignore you or whatever. I won't take your calls anymore or whatever that is. So you can be upset about that, but that is what it is because you chose it.
Right.
You chose that. So don't get mad at me or when you half-ass something and then all of a sudden when you realize, you know, it's been a month, we've been hanging out, everything's okay or whatever, and then you realize, you know, I kind of fucked up, you know, and now you mad. And get mad. What are you mad about? It wasn't that important before, so why is it important now? Really, and what you're actually upset about is the fact, how dare I have the audacity to know my value? How dare I not give you a second chance?
That's what I want. I think that's
fuck
what I
you.
Want to hear. That's what I want to hear.
Yeah, fuck you and your second chance. No, thank you. And I don't need you. And it could be a little, you could have made it difficult for me if your dick wasn't trash.
It goes back to the dick.
Well, now, because sometimes,
now,
listen.
If your dick was trash and you had money.
You know what? That might get you a little something extra. It could.
God damn it. Hit the bell for me because you just proved it every time.
Well, no, but that because you then have to, you start to look at money. You, and listen, this dude's got some money.
Uh-huh.
He's got some money.
Sure.
But just in terms of trash ass dick games in general, not that I'm fooling with a bunch of dudes, but if you're coming across dudes, especially if as a woman or a man, when you can have average sex for a long time, as soon as you get that one person that it goes up 2, 3, 4 notches, guess what? That average sex ain't fun anymore.
Right.
You don't like it anymore. It's Monday. You're like, oh my God. I'm at that place in my life. I'm like, I don't even feel like having to find anybody to fuck because then I'm going to have to find 3 bad dicks to get a good dick. And I don't want that on my record. It's fucking up my stats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to deal with that. So if the sex is there, if the sex is good, then you may maintain a sexual relationship just because. Who wants to go out and go through trash dick?
Agreed.
You know what I mean? So that may buy you some extra time, but it depends on what the infraction is.
Right.
Because my deal is if what you did is bad enough, I don't care. Bye. Bye. You need to leave. And I'm done with it. And if you feel like, you know, your dick game is on, is top notch, it may be, but it just depends on what the offense is or my mindset. But yeah, I just don't. I don't like to play that game. I really don't like to play that game, and I don't like to be made into that person that has to be mean to people like that. But if you ask for it, then I absolutely will give it to you. But you just to me, be considerate. Be considerate of other people. Don't do shit to people that you don't want done to you. If you know full well you lying because you fooling with 3 other people, just all you have to say is, hey, I'm dating a couple different people. You know, you don't have to act like, well, yeah, I'm dating you and I like you. And you don't have to say all that. Cause like you said earlier, there's tons of women in the world that don't have a problem with having sex. You don't have to lie to get sex. So at this point, as a dude, if you lying to get sex, you just a fucking liar. That's all that is. You're a liar and you haven't matured to the place where you can basically just say what it is you're doing. Okay, well, you know what? I'm not dating anybody exclusively, or I'm not looking for exclusivity. But we can hang out. I'm kind of digging your vibe. Well, you can have that conversation and make it clear that you are not looking to date exclusively. And if that's the case, then you're good. You're good. But when you start with that whole thing about you all are dating and they're the one and you want to spend time with them and it's all that shit, and then it turns out that that's not what you're doing at all. Yeah, it's too much. It's absolutely too much. And it's not, it's just not cool. Cause you don't have to lie. You don't have to lie. And if you with a chick that you feel like you need to lie to her to be there, or lie to her to get sex, or, you know, whatever, then you probably with the wrong chick. You know, it's probably not the person that you need to be with, not long term. But then shit gets complicated. Cause, you know, maybe whatever, maybe you a dude and you need some place to be, you know, some place to sleep, some place to whatever. Maybe you need that. And, you know, you got to say what you got to say to get in there. Maybe you just have you have a situation. I can understand that. However, I think it's just better to tell the truth. I think it's better to tell the truth. I just think it is. It's easier if you're just going to tell the truth and not complicate shit on the back end. And just an FYI, Eric, my nephew did send a thumbs up to the live feed.
Ha! Somebody's learning.
I really didn't think he'd be concerned with it. Hi, nephew.
Unless he got the
unless he got what?
Oh, I'm thinking of, I'm being goofy. I'm thinking about the tank right now. So maybe he was being funny with the thumbs up. But I don't know,
my God,
if his humor is up to that level. Yet.
He just shared this video. Oh my God.
I'm sorry. I just went to a goofy ass world.
Don't yes, mind. You did.
Don't mind.
Yes, you did.
You triggered this.
I'm not sure about that.
Nah, but... I said crit. I'm just kidding.
Okay, please. Because, he just shared this video. This is great. Because when he talks to his friends, his friends call. So I always see him and, you know, they say, hey. And, you know, a couple of them call me auntie or whatever. So I just say, hey, and we kind of go on. But he's sharing this, which then means all of his friends are going to see all the stuff I said about him. Sorry, friends and nephew.
Just use it as a learning curve. It'll be all right.
Yeah, and he's fine. He's gonna be super stellar. Cause when he got off the plane, he has a couple pounds to lose.
Yeah.
But I told him, I was like, listen, you're gonna be okay. In about 6 months, you're not gonna realize who you're not gonna recognize yourself. We're gonna get you right on together. Cause he done been dropped into the shark's tank and don't know it.
No.
Well, he'll. I am sure he'll be fine. I can't imagine him not being. But anyway, yeah. So. Those are my thoughts for the day. Hey, Eric, ask them what they, oh, never mind. I see a girl over there now. I was going to say, how come they got all boys over there? I want to go to that room and talk to them. It's all men going disturb their shit. If you all are wondering, I can see into the studio across from me. So I can see that there's 1, 2, 3. There's 4 dudes over there, but I just saw a couple chicks. Anyway, so Eric.
What's up?
I'm done.
That's it.
I am done. I will see you all on the radio.
What happened to them brake shoes on here?
I don't know. You know, I wasn't sure about this show because, you know, sometimes when I'm tired, I really, my filters are bad. And sometimes I just kind of talk crazy. But, yeah, today was okay. Why did you have good music lined up for me that you ended up not being able to play?
Nah, you're good. I did, but it's all good. Okay, I'm glad you came back and gave us a show.
Right, because I was ready to take a nap. But anyway, I am finito. I will see you all on the radio next week. That is Bree TV on theafterparty.com. Click the B-side. and my news anchor hair. My friend told me my hair looks like I'm a news anchor on my picture.
Oh, yeah, take that.
I had to take it because it's true. Anyway, next week, I will see you all.
All right.